Yes, on a sometimes raining and sometimes not Sunday. We give you another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls. Yes, indeed. Another Sunday of fun and frolic here for you and yours here. Always, I'd like to tell you, thanks for tuning in here. We'll give you some sports news here on this Sunday. Dry and dreary and wet here in southeastern Michigan there, and I know that is the same throughout the state of Michigan and around the, I'd say, Great Lakes area there. That's in Wisconsin as well as in Illinois and Ohio. Everybody has a little rain, a little sunshine, a little rain. We'll try to brighten that up with some sports news here. The Detroit Tigers, they beat the Chicago White Sox by a final score of 4-1. They sweep the series in Chicago. And for that, the Cleveland Guardians have won. The Cleveland Guardians, not the Indians, the Cleveland Guardians have won the American League Central Division title there. Oh, boy. When you know. Detroit helps Cleveland. I'll never let it hang down here. I tell you, who'd have thought that Cleveland Indians would be the Central Division champions? I always thought they had a good team. But everybody said Chicago was the people's. And not so much. It won't be no... I should say, very proudly, it will not be no wild card team from the Central Division this year. Well, let's go on here. The Tigers, how they got this win. They were zipped down to a no-not one for six innings there until the seventh inning when Reyes doubled in right field. Kriegler, he scored, and Reyes got thrown out trying to stretch it at third base there. Didn't make any difference. The Tigers finally... tied the score by a score of 1-1. In the eighth inning, Scope singled to center. Haas scored after he singled to start off the inning. Then Carpenter singled. He got on there. And then, yes, Scope singled. Make the score 2-1. Detroit Tigers. Canaleros singled to right center. Carpenter scored. Scope went to third. The score is 3-1. Tigers. Scope scored on a Graveman. A Grayman's wild pitch. Canaleros, he transferred from first to second. However, Scope scored. The score is 4-1. And from that point on, the Tigers were able to get out. Not without a little suspense there is. But the Tigers were able to get, yes, the Chicago White Sox out and win the game. The Chicago White Sox are 9.5 back of Cleveland. That means the magic number is 0. May that math lesson be learned today here. Tigers win the game and a series. That's a good thing. They're coming home for the Kansas City Royals. I do believe they're off Monday. They'll start it off on Tuesday. Final week of the season for Detroit Tigers. If you want to see them at Comerica Park, yes, you can. The Detroit Lions, they played some games today here. And Jeff Goff, 25 passes caught out of 41 attempts. He had one touchdown, one interception for 277 yards. Although, here's a rushing tip here. Jamal Williams, 20 carries, 87 yards, 4.4 run average there. DeAndre Swift, who's injured? Carry 7 times, 31 yards, 4.4 average. Craig Winnow, 6 times, 13 yards, 2.2 average. Jeff Goff, 2 times, 8 yards, 4.0 average there. It adds up to 35 rushes for 139 yards and an average of 4.0 there. Lions have to. And I do believe they would have had a little bit more leverage if they ran the ball at least maybe 5 more times. There were areas in this particular game where the Lions, late in the game, had the ball and could have, and they went on the fourth down throughout the game when they shouldn't, and they did it, and it was very successful. That running game, and I'll say it once, I will say it again, that it's a hidden jewel with this team this year. If you allow the front end people, instead of putting the ball in Jared Goff's hands to pass the ball all the doggone time, make it an element of surprise, but run that doggone ball, they're going to have some fun. But they didn't do it. With 50 seconds in the shotgun. Yep. Kirk Cousins passed a deep pass to right to Osborne for a 28-yard touchdown pass in the fourth quarter after the Minnesota Vikings scored 14 points in that final quarter. Yes, the Lions had a score of 24-14 at one point in time in that fourth quarter. Didn't last them too doggone long. Lions lose on the road. They're going to have to examine themselves very, very closely and how they called the game. And most importantly to me, time management. Yes, the Lions should have had some field goals and should have had a lot of field goals. As far as I'm concerned, the field goal situation was very droll indeed for the Detroit Lions. That needs to get cleaned up quick, fast, in a hurry, or else Ed Colton might need to buy and find another field goal kicker. It's plain simple. Lions scored in every quarter but the fourth quarter. But there, Minnesota Vikings scored 14. They win the game 28-24. What can you do? Nothing. Lions will get some rest, and we'll talk about them on Wednesday. Okay, Michigan State football. I hate to say this, was chopped down to a no-not one by their Minnesota Golden Gophers in an embarrassing 34-7 loss there. Maryland, on the other hand, came to Michigan, and they went blow-by-blow for three quarters there, both teams. It was a very good doggone game, but the Wolverines in the fourth quarter kind of trailed away and got the job done. They beat the Terrapins by a final score of 34-27. That was a good deal. That was a good deal indeed. I think the Chips lost to Penn State. I don't know what Western Michigan or Wayne State did. Wednesday, we will go through those deals of football indeed there. But to give you just 4-1-1. Georgia remains number one for the second week. However, the Bulldogs lead over Alabama, number two, is trimming down by a mere 5 points this week there. Georgia received 34-64 first-place votes, a lackluster win, they say, against Kent State. Kent State is a better team, what people give them credit for. I don't mean no harm. Crimson Tide received 26 first-place votes. Dominate in a win against Vanderbilt, which Vanderbilt's not all that good either. Ohio State equally impressive, a blowout with Wisconsin. I thought that would be a better game, but it wasn't. Ohio State took care of business. They strengthened their hold on third spot. And the pick remaining for number the fourth spot is University of Michigan. They won their Big Ten opener over Maryland, and Maryland made it very competitive indeed. In this particular game, I don't mean no harm, but Maryland's going to be very good. I feel sorry for people who wanted to pay Maryland this year. They're going to have a problem. Clemson is fifth. They survive a double overtime win at Wake Forest to continue. That's the top five in college football. Agree with it or not there. The Pistons Media Day is coming up tomorrow, Monday. Yes, indeed. Basketball is here to be talked about again. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. The Pistons will hold an open practice and team scrimmage, though, on October 2nd at Little Caesars Arena. Admission for this event is free to the general public. The doors will open up at 10 a.m. and the practice will commence at 11 a.m. Fans interested in attending the event may obtain a free admission ticket by the visitingpistons.com for open practice. That's where you get these tickets. Four tickets are limited per account when you come to this particular ordeal there. So you got to go on the website to do your thing there. That is gopistons.com/open practice, okay? That's how you get in. I'm just making it very clear to you. Now, some dedicated parking for this event. You know, you'll have to pay for that, by golly, with some surrounding parking lots available as well. You can use your Myers entrance at Little Caesars Arena for entrance at this particular ordeal. And the open practice will serve up for opportunity for the Pistons fans get up close and personal at the 2022-23 Pistons there. That's including the NBA All-Star Rookie Selection, Cunningham, Sadiq Bey, Isaiah Stewart, and new addition, Jaden Ivey, Jalen Durant, and much, much more. The Pistons are being pointed out to be in a better team this year. If they get in last place by the first 20 games, Dwayne Casey will not be there. But Dwayne Casey will be there to lead a scrimmage and debut some of the club's offensive and defensive schemes for the upcoming season. The opening practice will also feature 2023 Pistons entertainment team photo opportunities with the Pistons mascot Hooper. Ticket booths for upcoming games, concessions available for purchase, of course, to get your mouth water and get a little snack there. First 1,000 fans that arrive to practice will receive a Pistons schedule that will be magnetized, so you can stick it on your refrigerator or wherever the place that could take a magnet there. So there you have it, boys and girls, for the Pistons tomorrow and upcoming at the end of this week. Yes, Piston practice. Floyd Mayweather stopped at March. Oh, boy. I laugh at things like this because Mayweather loves money, and if it's offered, he's going to go take it. He stopped a mixed martial art champion, Makoro Asakuran. That's how he pronounced it. Hope I got it right. In the second round of a pair of exhibition boxing matches in Japan on Saturday, yes, on Saturday, Mayweather did this. Mayweather is 45 years old and has competed in a number of exhibition fights since retiring, unbeaten as a professional fighter. He retired in 2017. His clash with this particular individual, Asakuran, who is 30 years old. They say it was very entertaining, although I did not see this. None of it at all. I just throw that in there because there were other things going on in sports that you deserve to have a piece of it. High school football. Oh, boy. I opened a can of worms in that one, didn't I, folks? High school football. Some of the scores and the games I kind of monitored this week was Bellevue 56, Dearborn 4-7, Brownstown Woodhaven 35 against Allen Park, who really right now is missing their coach from the past there. They lost by a score, I'm talking about Allen Park, that is, 35-0. Sheboygan 60, Dansville 8. That was a sweat out process there. Dearborn 38, Livonia Churchill 19, Dearborn Divine Child 15, Livonia Clarenceville 8, Dearborn Heights Annapolis 24, Romulus 6. I don't know what the heck is going on with Romulus there, but they're not a very good team this year. Dearborn Heights Crestwood 18, Melvindale 12. That ought to have been a good game. Cass Tech 69, Detroit Western 0. It was after, this game was after, the Pistons on Thursday presented Detroit Western with a whole brand new weight room that the girls and the boys can use the weight advantages and stuff because they didn't have a very decent weight room. So the Pistons and the Michigan Dairy Society chipped in and got Detroit Western a weight room. It didn't help him against Cass Tech. Maybe it wasn't all put together, but Cass Tech beat him up 69-0. Detroit King, 56. Detroit 4-0. Trenton, 28. Lincoln Park, 0. River Rouge went out of the state. Went to Ohio to battle a high school called Cleveland State. And he got beat by Cleveland State 21-14. Ecorse, that's a good team this year. And I'm going to see them, not this weekend, but next weekend after that. Ecorse, 28. Detroit University, 18. Those are scores I have right now with some interest here. And, of course, you can get all those scores and stuff. All just meant it to you there. You go to the MHSAA website there.com, and you can pick them off yourself there. And whatever is desirable in your area, I do believe. You'll hear more sports scores in high school, football, and other scores as well on the Game Sports Show with Scott Nason, Dave McCake, and myself tomorrow live from 6 to 8 o'clock. Okay? Alrighty now. Apple Music, the NFL, and Rock Nation announced the international icon, enterprise, and philanthropist Rihanna is going to take center stage at the State Farm Stadium for Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show at Super Bowl number 57. Or LV11, or LVLL, small LL, on Sunday, February the 12th, in Glendale, Arizona. I just want you to know, if you make your plans right now here. You know, you're not going to be home. Set your recorders. I'm going to hear more of the guests who's going to show up for this there. Last year's Super Bowl halftime show was very good. It caught my interest indeed. It was very creative, put it that way, in my book. Finally, I give you some golf news. The President's Cup, United States beat the international team. United States keep the President's Cup in the United States. Not saying the international team didn't try to make it close and not competitive. They did. Okay. They did. With that, I'm saying goodbye to you all until Wednesday. Well, maybe most of you on tomorrow, as I say, on the Game Sports Show on News Talk 1400, Sault Ste. Marie, indeed. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook. Go to Butch Davis on Facebook. You can catch it there, too. Also, you can go to Podomatic.com, the home space of Butch on Sports. Type in SimplyButchToO.podomatic.com. You can also go to the Game Sports Show's website and catch it right there at thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. And also, check out some of the other shows in their smorgasbord lineup. Indeed, all kinds of specialty shows up there. I tell you, it will never bore you. And again, tomorrow night from 6 to 8 o'clock, the Game Sports Show with myself, Scott Nason, and Dave McKay. 2 hours of fun-filled facts and acknowledgments and conversation that you can't get enough of. I am done for this evening, boys and girls. Have a great beginning of the week. I'm out of here.